and you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Good to have. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely at times, high 77. We'll be near 80 on Friday, maybe a couple of thunderstorms around. And then low 80s Saturday. Could be some stronger storms, I think, by Saturday evening, Saturday night, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery fire officials say a 41-year-old man was found inside a burning home in the 3900 block of Princeton Road around 10 o'clock Saturday night. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Prattville police say two people are dead after an apparent murder-suicide at an assisted living facility. Police Chief Mark Thompson says it appears that an 86-year-old man shot and killed his 89-year-old wife at the Hickory Hill Assisted Living Facility before turning the gun on himself. And the Montgomery County School Board voted against a contract for charter school conversions Tuesday. Board members say they had only 36 hours to review hundreds of pages of documents in the contract. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Do you have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek, Montgomery, Sundays through Thursdays between March 3rd and March 30th, earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery.
What the clock?
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Hey guys, welcome back in. 5 minutes after 11. 1F this Jackson Campbell III, present and accounted for.
I am here.
And I'm Baron Coleman. We'll be with you for the next hour or so. We've been here 2 hours already. If you've missed it, get the podcast. You're going to love it. The radio is compelling. The analysis is quaint, yet effective. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Able to separate bone from marrow. Oh, wait a minute. That's a different guidebook. You know what book they're talking about there, Campbell?
What book, Baron?
Well, they're talking about the Logos, Campbell, the Word of God. Jesus. Yeshua. Anything else you want to call him? I prefer Jesus. Our number, 272-9228. Why is it that the Spanish tradition allows for people to be named Jesus, but you rarely see people named Jesus in the English tradition? You'll see Jesus every now and then, but you rarely come across somebody that calls himself Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh. I hadn't thought about that until right this very moment. Interesting. Our number, 272-9228. We are taking some phone calls. Yes, I have noticed from the home front that the appraiser has come and gone. So, the house has been appraised. Jack.
Yes, Baron.
Trump weighed in on this website, on this lawsuit against the Washington Post. Did you see it?
No, what did
he say? This morning, an early morning tweet.
Oh, I can't wait.
President Trump cheered Covington High School student Nick Sandman, whom he invited to the White House in the aftermath of the controversy surrounding his fake news confrontation with the Native American activist Nathan Phillips. In his tweet, Trump quoted from the lawsuit, which accused the Post of ignoring, quote, basic journalistic standards. Here is what his tweet said in its entirety. I love this guy, Jack. I love him more every day. I love Trump more today than I loved him yesterday.
I love when he was talking about something yesterday about some of the people involved in the Russia probe and Justice Department. He said, Jeff Sessions, parentheses. Another beauty.
Here's what he said at 6:44 a.m. Trump time this morning, February 20th, 2019. The Washington Post ignored basic journalistic standards because it wanted to advance its well-known and easily documented biased agenda against President Donald J. Trump. Covington student suing WAPO. Go get them, Nick. Fake news. I love it. Now, listen, I know the team that's filing this lawsuit. I have spoken to them in concert with some other things I'm working on. This team is for real. And this is not the only lawsuit they're going to file.
Could you get them to call here and we could talk to them?
I can't because of some other stuff I'm working
on. Okay.
Okay, I can't cross-pollinate like that with the radio.
Can I?
Yeah, maybe on Monday when I'm not here.
You're not here Monday?
I'm not going to be here Monday.
You bastard.
But you'll be here Monday.
Yeah.
And either Joey or Emily will be here Monday. And your calls will be here Monday. But I won't be here Monday. The lawsuit is expected to be the first of many filed against many journalists. They're going to file something like 100-plus lawsuits all over the country trying to bankrupt.
About this story?
Yes, about this story. I mean, teachers, anybody on Twitter, they have like 30,000 people that they've compiled, and they've tried to figure out which of the most 100 most important to file. And they're going to just shotgun these things and just annihilate people.
Make them hire lawyers.
Got to hire lawyers. Some of them are private citizens. Some of them don't have insurance coverage. Some of them don't have a corporate shield around them. I'm telling you, lawfare, as they call it on the left, lawfare is in full effect on the right. It's in full effect on the right. All right, our number, 272.
I'm all for it.
9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. Who is this?
It's Jersey.
Hey, Jersey.
Jersey.
How you guys? Oh, I can't ask you that. But anyway, I know you're doing great.
Of course we are. We wouldn't be here if we weren't.
Anyway, the name, I don't think anybody is really worthy to be named Jesus.
Well, that's but what about all the Hispanics named Jesus?
Well, I don't know why they do that.
I mean, either. I think it's interesting, though.
Yeah.
But when you consider Jesus is really just a Latinized version of Joshua, there's a lot of people running around named Joshua.
Yeah. Yeah, but Jesus is the more popular name, more best known.
Well, sure.
For everybody. Sure. Not, I would never call my son Jesus. I mean, would you? I mean, you had a few kids.
Yeah, but I might name him Joshua.
Well,
it's just a name. It's just a name.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just a name.
So have you,
but no,
you
I didn't name any of my
motoring on pretty good?
I didn't name any of my kids Jesus. Do what?
You've been motoring on pretty good. I don't get out in the car that much anymore.
Motoring on, is that a reference to Jack's mouth?
No, just wondering how you folks are doing, that's all. Everything's copacetic.
Copacetic, cool.
Why don't you get out anymore? Have you retired?
I have.
You are completely retired?
Well, I'll never be completely retired, but my son handles all the business now.
Okay, good. Jersey Jr., you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, you can listen to us at home.
Yeah, I know, but I'm usually dabbling around with this or that. I got 49 years of honeydew promises I got to fulfill.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, I've still got a big one hanging.
Well,
we
still want you to call, Jersey.
Yeah, I call when I get in the car, and always on my
radio. Hey, listen, you know what happens to some people when they retire. They start going downhill.
Not me.
I know. You got to stay busy. If your life was busy and you retire and you all of a sudden aren't busy, you'll die, man. You got to stay active.
I'm getting good at making chocolate chip cookies. I can make them in about an hour now.
I have no evidence of that.
Maybe you will.
Yeah, well. Uh-huh. You know, chocolate is the way to my soul.
Yeah. You heard that joke about the aha.
And money
you?
Is the way to his heart. I can assure you that.
I heard what joke?
The joke about the aha at the end.
Uh-uh.
Oh, you haven't? Well, you mind if I tell it?
Is it clean?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Go ahead. Of course it's clean. Yeah, so it's Jersey.
These two Jewish guys go into New York and order soup. And the waiter brings it out. And he leaves the table and then he comes back and asks how everything is. And the guy says, taste the soup. He says to the waiter.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this. This is
and, oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, this is good, though. Keep going. Some people at home are not.
The guy says, no, I can't taste your soup. And finally he breaks down and says, okay, I'll taste your soup. Where's the spoon? And the Jewish guy goes, aha. Oh, boy. Yeah, I miss you, folks.
Well, we miss you.
I had to stop in someday.
Well, bring cookies.
I could.
You think I'm kidding?
No, I'm not. No, well, I don't think you're kidding.
You know, hey.
I mean, you got seven or eight kids. How many you got now? Seven or eight?
Seven kids.
When you got seven kids, you got to learn to fight.
Well, here's what I found. You know, I have a dirty little secret in that I have a chocolate stash within an arm's reach of my bed. I eat a piece or two every night before bed. Sometimes I eat a piece upon rising, if I rise in the middle of the night. Because to me, in the middle of the night, if you're waking up at 3 in the morning, a chocolate square and a glass of milk is tough to beat.
Tough to beat.
And so I have a stash of chocolate right next to my bed. Mm-hmm. But as my kids get older, they feel bolder in going and grabbing a piece.
They know where the stash is.
Uh-huh. So in the old days, a $10 bag of chocolate would last maybe a month.
Yeah.
Maybe a month and a half. Now a $10 bag of chocolate might last 2 weeks. Maybe 2.5 weeks. So, and as the younger kids get even older, I'm afraid I'm going to be going through $10 of chocolate every 3 days.
It's good to have a nice family like that.
Yeah,
God bless you.
They're great. I love each and every one of them.
That's good. So. I'll see you, fellas. All right, keep up the good work.
Thanks. Our number 272-9228. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. All he wants to do is make your place, you know, a little more solid. Really, concrete, man. It's concrete. It's concrete driveways, curbing, walkways, patios. If it's concrete, even the foundation under your house or business, if it's concrete, it's Tom Latham. Parking lots, church parking lots or whatever. Listen, call him, 284-9292. The man does anything concrete related. 284-9292. So get by there when you get a chance. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. You can check him out online, pennyearned.co. You can also find his Facebook page. That's what I recommend. Penny Earned has a great Facebook page with thousands of pictures of hundreds and hundreds of jobs on Facebook. And it's great. They have videos. They have pictures before, during, after shots. You can know what to expect before they show up. Tom Latham's a great guy. You're going to fall in love with him. You're going to fall in love with his team, I promise. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Give him a little ring-a-ling and ask him to come by and give you a quote.
Here you come again. When I've begun to get myself together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty eyes, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
From your first moment in a Subaru, you'll know it was meant to be. And the longer you drive, the better it'll be. Because with Subaru, you know you're getting a car that's in it for the long haul. Come to the Subaru True Love event today. You can get special low rates on a car you'll call a keeper, like the 2019 Subaru Outback. This month, come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on a 2019 Subaru Outback.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Favorite websites is SCOTUS blog. Amy Howe, who has ties to the state of Alabama, writes over there. She is probably the most notable or accessible Supreme Court watcher in the country, I would guess.
What's the name of it?
SCOTUS blog. SCOTUSblog.com. And it's interesting. I don't know. It's a great, great blog, but there are a number of opinions coming out today, including Justice Ginsburg's opinion. This is the one you sent me, Jack, but I saw it a couple hours ago on SCOTUS blog. Timms versus Indiana. The court held for the first time that the Eighth Amendment's clause on excessive fines is now applicable to the states. This is huge. This is a huge, huge, huge case. I don't know if you guys know, some of you do, some of you don't, about incorporation, where they incorporate some of the Bill of Rights into the states and cities and all that kind of stuff. I'm not a fan of incorporation, but if you're going to incorporate some, then you probably need to incorporate most or all. For example, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law prohibiting the freedom of speech. And that has been incorporated by the 14th Amendment to apply to state and local government and their agents and employees, all the way down to the fact that, you know, the city of Montgomery could not engage, for example, in viewpoint discrimination against you. That's how incorporation works. It takes a guarantee in the First Amendment or in the first 10 amendments, and it expands that guarantee, that protection, beyond the federal government onto state and local government. And they do that with a procedural trick through the 14th Amendment. That's the incorporation doctrine. The 8th Amendment's excessive fines clause has never been incorporated to the states. Meaning, if the federal government wanted to seize assets from you, there had to be some relationship in the value of the assets they're seizing to the crime you committed. In this case, Timms versus Indiana, the local government there wanted to seize a Land Rover for Mr. Timms.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to seize his Land Rover. And his Land Rover, they estimated, was worth over $40,000 because of, I guess, did he have a little drugs in his car or something? What did he have?
I don't know.
But he
wasn't any big deal.
He pleaded guilty, paid a $1,000 fine, you know, whatever. And then immediately after doing that, they moved to seize his Land Rover. Yeah, one count of dealing in a controlled substance. He was sentenced to a year of home detention and had to pay fines and court costs totaling $1,200. And then the local SOBs in government tried to steal his $40,000 Land Rover as a result. He appeals it all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court says, no, there has to be some relationship to the crime. The maximum fine, the maximum monetary fine that Timms could have faced for dealing in one drug, whatever it was $10,000. The Supreme Court said that's too much. You can't take a $40,000 car to satisfy something that at most is a $10,000 problem. You can't do it. And Justice Ginsburg wrote it. Good for her. Here's what it says. Protection against excessive punitive economic sanctions secured by the clause is, to repeat, both fundamental to our scheme of ordered liberty and deeply rooted in this nation's history and tradition. So now he's going to get his Land Rover back. ACLU, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Americans for Prosperity. That's a diverse group. Americans for Prosperity and the Chamber of Commerce and the ACLU are rarely on the same side of a lawsuit. But congratulations to them. That was a job well done. That's something that needed to be fixed. There are a number of other decisions that are in the process of coming out or maybe have already come out. It is a snow day up in Washington, D.C. Believe it or not, it's going to be 71 here today. It's a snow day in Washington, D.C. Oh, the Rich Thomas Weather app has now lowered it to 70. It's going to be 70 here today. 77 tomorrow, Campbell. 81 Friday and 80 Saturday.
That's unreal.
Unbelievable. And the rest of the country is like a crippling snowstorm.
Yeah, that's the price of living up there.
I don't know why you'd want to live up there.
Up there. We don't even know what up there is.
Gross. North of here, I know that. I know that. All right, our number, 272.
They said 29 states are going to be affected by it.
Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland. I mean, all the major Rust Belt cities on into the Northeast, Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., they're all going to be crippled. Supposedly. It's hard to tell what to believe with weather people anymore. More than 200 million in path of major winter storms sweeping across the United States. The storm started in California Sunday. Well, great. They've never given us anything good. I'm so sick of California. Can we just dig a moat?
That would be great.
And just cut California. Not the whole state, just 10 miles from the coast. Take Los Angeles, Santa Barbara,
Nob Hill,
Malibu, San Francisco, Oakland.
Wow, you're naming all of them.
All that hippie land up in the north. Can take all that and just donate it to Japan.
Well, you could knock off Oregon while you're at it.
We might as well take Portland and Seattle.
I'm with
you. Listen, you don't have to knock off the whole state of Oregon or Washington. If you just take Portland and Seattle out, it's like Illinois. If you could just donate Chicago to Canada, Illinois would be a fine state to live in. It's got corn. It's got some good old-fashioned mining, agriculture, manufacturing. It's just Chicago makes it a dump.
Yeah.
Same thing with Michigan. You get rid of Detroit. Michigan's a fine state.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful. It's a little flat, but it's beautiful.
A lot of good apples come from Michigan.
I got my ancestry hails from Athens, Michigan. Athens, Michigan. I had a great grandmother who attended Kalamazoo College in Michigan back in the 1800s, back when women weren't really supposed to go to college. How about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that, did you? Didn't know I had such a
illustrious
pedagogical pedigree. Yes. Parts of 39 contiguous United States will be impacted by the massive storm, including every state east of the Mississippi River. The storm will have such a large impact on it because it will reach parts of 26 of the 30 most populous states, according to AccuWeather meteorologist. What does he know? We got Rich Thomas Weather. I don't need that AccuWeather. It will unleash ice and snow over the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. You know what? I'm fine with that. We'll get some thunderstorms here in Alabama. Is this global warming? Is that what global warming is? Snowstorms? How are they going to tie that?
That's like Amy, what was her name?
Who?
The candidate running for...
Oh, Amy Klobuchar? Gave her global warming speech in the middle of a snowstorm?
In the middle of a snowstorm, as Trump tweeted, bad timing.
He should have said, I noticed it wasn't dandruff, you know, the beautiful. You remember when he called Bruce Orr's wife Nellie Orr beautiful?
Did he?
The very beautiful Nellie Orr or something. And the liberals just had to sit there and take it because it's obvious it's not true.
I mean, right.
She's objectively a hideous looking woman. But, it's what were their options to say? He's lying. She's ugly.
What did he say about Carly Fiorina, whatever her name is?
There's a lot of, what did he say? I can't remember.
It was so funny.
Made a comment about it.
Oh, and then everybody went nuts.
Didn't matter.
No, it didn't matter at all.
Didn't change anything. All right, this hour of the program brought to you.
But you know what's so funny? The left went nuts about her. You know, saying that was just inappropriate and horrible, yet they trashed her for her time at whatever company she ran.
HP?
Yeah, Hewlett Packard. They gave her so much hell for that, but boy, they sure came to her defense when Trump mentioned her wardrobe or whatever he said. Horse face. I don't know what he called her.
I don't think he called her horse face. That was reserved for Stormy Daniels.
That was so funny.
Horse face. Notice that woman's gone. With her creepy porn lawyer. You know, she was supposedly in some sex cult that Hillary Clinton had a connection to.
Really?
Yes. You can see, supposedly, I've not examined them closely, but she has this, like, belly tat. And in the tat, you can see a branding mark from where she was branded by this cult. I can't remember what it's called. Nexium cult or something like that? I don't know. Kind of crazy when you think about it. I just don't understand how people end up in cults.
I don't either.
I mean, at some point, when you look around and be like, hey, this is weird.
Easy for me to say. I watch a lot of crime shows. There are a lot of cults out there.
Well, I know.
It's just weird.
It's just weird to me how someone doesn't look around and go, huh, a cult. Oh, no, I'm being told our accents are not up to snuff on the West Coast.
Like, what are we supposed to say?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't considered it. I've never wanted to live on the West Coast. I visited out there. They sound obnoxious to me.
They have kind of a vanilla accent.
They're terrible.
Wretched.
No, it's not vanilla. The I-70 accent from Dayton, Ohio to St. Louis is vanilla. The West Coast accent is sort of like a... It's hard to explain. It's a vanilla-ish, but it kind of goes up.
Like,
kind of goes up.
You
know. A little inquisitive.
You know.
Little inquisitive?
Well, I don't purport to know how those people talk, nor do I care.
I don't want to be on the West Coast. How about that? How about them apples? 31 minutes after 11 o'clock. I love living here.
It was fun to visit, but...
It's fine to visit. I've enjoyed visiting out there. Just have no desire to stay once I'm there. I'm ready to get home.
It's like W.C. Fields said about women. Women are like elephants to me. I like to look at them, but I wouldn't want to own one.
Take a look at me!
We'll be back.
The hand speaks. The hand never got a thing there. Well, I'm a humble.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, what do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another day we'll be watching the radar carefully. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts later on. A couple of storms could be on the strong side, possibly severe limits. High temperature up to about 73. Tonight's low 63. And you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Good to have. Then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. High 77. We'll be near 80 on Friday. Maybe a couple of thunderstorms around. And then low 80s. Saturday could be some stronger storms, I think, by Saturday evening, Saturday night, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views.
The White Stripes. You know, every now and then you got to play the White Stripes.
You never play White Snake, though.
I have played White Snake.
Need to play it next.
I play three different ones. I play Still of the Night.
I don't want
to. I play Here I Come Ago, Here I Go
that.
Again.
Why don't you play that?
And I play, there's one more I play. I can't remember what the other one is. I played three White Snakes.
Okay.
I don't hate White Snake.
Play it before we leave today.
White Snake?
I want to hear it.
All right.
Please.
Do you want to hear about Cole Plumbing? 279-8919.
Sure.
279-8919. That's how you get in touch with Cole Plumbing. You can find them on Facebook, Cole Plumbing. Just search Cole Plumbing. You can also find them online, coleplumbing.com. But I'll give you the number, 279-8919. That's how most people get in touch with Cole Plumbing. You're going to need a plumber one day. Go ahead and put it in your phone. Plumber. Plumbing. Plum. Cole Plumbing, however you do it, so that when you go to search, you'll be able to find them. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, with their proprietary pipelining technology, all of their fancy conveniences that they bring to your house. They're great. They get the job done right. As CC Cole says, usually the first time and as economically as possible.
So get by there when you get a chance. 279-8919. 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
It's 40. No, it's not. It's 23 minutes before the top of the hour. 11:37. Again, guys, it's chilly out there, but it's not going to be. Oh, I'm in the wrong city here. Virginia weather pulled up. Let's see.
Man, what's wrong with you?
57 degrees in the capital city right now. 70s are high. We'll get there.
My phone says 54.
A few hours. Well, your phone's wrong.
Whatever.
My Rich Thomas weather app says 57 degrees. So get by.
They're in
cahoots. Get by the Rich Thomas weather app and get better.
All these weather people are in cahoots.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think they purposefully all do something a little different?
Yeah, they love to keep us guessing.
This is the strangest headline I've ever read. I didn't know this was a thing. I'm frankly weirded out by it, but if I was old, I would do it. Here is the headline. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA asks old people to stop infusing children's blood to prevent aging.
I wasn't aware this was ever done.
I did not know this was a thing. And once you hear the price, you'll know why you and I didn't know about it. FDA has warned old people to stop infusing plasma from young children in order to slow down the aging process, saying it, quote, has no proven clinical benefit. This according to Bloomberg. In a Tuesday safety alert, apparently this is now a safety alert. In a Tuesday safety alert, the agency suggested that old people getting scammed with, you ready for this price, Jack? $8,000 per liter plasma to treat age-related issues, including dementia, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and heart disease. They're getting scammed. $8,000.
That's what the FDA says. You can't believe those people.
Oh, that they're getting scammed?
Yeah.
That's a good point. There's no proven clinical benefit of infusion of plasma from young donors to cure, mitigate, treat, or prevent these conditions. And there are risks associated with the use of any plasma product. I'll say this. In law school, I donated plasma to make a little coin. You got $25 the first time.
Right.
And, no, I'm sorry. You got $10 the first time and $25 the second time if you did it twice in a week. Because apparently the second time is like really good plasma. Because your body goes crazy producing good stuff. And I got a little weak sometimes. And I got a little bruisey. But you know what? You do what you got to do. I don't know if those numbers are right. I can't remember how much I got for that.
But you know what? FDA.
But I remember you could only do it 12 weeks a year for 24 total donations. But I found a loophole. You go to other clinics in different cities. You can donate again. I still donate blood. I just don't donate plasma anymore. What's wrong with the FDA?
They're horrible. They're like every other government agency. If you're rich and you have a parent who's getting early dementia or whatever and you're trying everything you can, you might want to try plasma. And the hell with the FDA. If you can afford to do it and there's a doctor willing to do it who says, you know,
I don't think they banned it. I just think they said it's not worth it.
Well, they need to mind their own damn business. It's not like there's an epidemic.
I mean, who can afford $8,000 plasma?
Saying. That's what I'm saying.
But I'll tell you, if you need some 39-year-old plasma, I'll sell it to you at half price. I'll give it to you $4,000. Boy. I'll find someone who can get it out of there. It's like a straw-colored liquid. Have you ever given plasma? Looks like urine almost.
Stop it, Mary.
It does. It comes out of your blood. They take your blood out, then they spin it around.
I know.
And they give you your whole blood, your whole red blood cells back, and they take the plasma out of it.
You go right in.
By the way, there's a shortage of blood in the river region right now. It happens this time of year every year. If you are type O blood, go to LifeSouth and give blood, or Red Cross, or whoever. But LifeSouth, I prefer. That's where I go. They give you a free cholesterol screen, too, so you can keep track of if dietary or exercise changes are impacting your cholesterol. Say you started a niacin treatment recently because you're trying to lower cholesterol without getting on statins and going crazy. You could go by LifeSouth, and every 8 weeks you can get your cholesterol wrong.
There you have it.
Dr. Coleman approves.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want Coleman plasma.
You know how many people have Coleman blood running around this city?
I donate a lot of blood.
I'm talking about plasma.
Why?
Probably loaded with gin.
Well, there's a high possibility.
Have you quit gin?
Not quit it, but I don't drink it nearly as much as I used to. I've dialed it way back.
You tell me you quit it all.
No, I didn't quit it. I don't want to be mistaken here. I've had gin as recently as a week and a half ago.
No, you quit gin.
No, that's
a... But about every Monday, you tell a bunch of lies.
That's not true, but about a week and a half ago, I might have had some gin drinks.
Oh.
Almost.
What was significant a week and a half ago?
I don't know.
My wife's out of town.
Yeah, Joey Clark and I went out, had some gin. He'll be here in about 10 minutes. You can ask him about it. It was delicious.
I'll sure do it.
Gin and soda, though. The soda slows me down. I don't get drunk. When you drink gin and ice, it messes me.
Tell me.
Gets you drunk. But gin and soda water over ice and a Styro? Man, drink all night.
Or gin and vermouth over ice with a little olive in it? Honey hush.
My mouth's watering. Heart's beating fast.
I'm telling you. I had to give it up. I gave it up.
You know, I've lost about 20 pounds since giving it up.
I gave it up.
Since mostly giving it up.
I gave it up.
No, I've given a lot of blood. There are a lot of people in the river region running around with a little Baron in them. You know, they don't give them a whole quart of Baron, but, you know, a third of a pint. Mm-hmm. Half a pint?
Yeah.
They give them what they need. Now, what do they do? Do they pool that blood or do they give it to you from an individual donor? I know, like, for example, when they do testing, they do pooled RNA testing, but they don't pool all that blood together, do they?
I don't think so.
That would really create chaos.
Because if somebody's
got a disease or something.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want to mingle it with others.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one bad apple.
No, but that's how they do the testing with the pooled RNA test. They don't test each individual pint.
I know.
They pool like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 of them together, but just the little sample vials you get. And then they do an RNA test of that giant pool and see if there's any RNA, obviously code for HIV. See if there's anything in there that you wouldn't want. ASC Credit Union, boys and girls, ASC Credit Union. They got a great deal, Jack Campbell. I don't know if you saw the new billboards that just went up.
I saw one on Atlanta Highway.
You go to ASC Credit Union right now and borrow money for a car. You don't make your first payment for 90 days.
That's pretty cool.
If your credit qualifies, see the website and call them if you have any questions. But 90 days, which means you can start driving March 1, April 1, May 1, June 1. You don't owe a payment until June 1. Mm-hmm. Now, that'll give you a leg up. You know, that's one of the things I'm doing when I'm refinancing my home mortgage here. I'm not going to have to pay a mortgage for 2 months. So I'm going to be able to save that money. Mm-hmm. Save that money. But anyway, go to ASC Credit Union. Really, really cool new program they have. You sign, you drive, and then 90 days later, you make your first payment. They got great, great interest rates on new and used car loans. Absolutely free checking account. This is a full-service operation over there. You know, they're not nickel and diming people to death. This is a great, great, great operation. Don't use your bank. Your bank is a four-letter word. Go to an independent ASE Credit Union location. They got 9 of them right here in the River Region. They've got 5,000 co-op locations around the country. It's a really, really cool deal. The president loves credit unions. Your humble host loves credit unions. Jack Campbell loves credit unions. Everybody loves credit unions. So get by there when you get a chance. Go to the credit union. Go to ASE Credit Union. Open up a checking account. Ask them about those new and used car loan rates, corporate loans, commercial loans, personal loans. They got it all. They got it all. And you'll be thankful we told you about it.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to run when the bank is at.
Yeah, I asked for White Snake and I get Martha Reeves from the
You
Panda.
Said by the end of the day.
I love Martha Reeves.
Okay, well, here you go. We'll come back to White Snake.
Not know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
At Marguerite's, we've been designing and crafting custom jewelry for four generations. It's an art for master jewelers. There's really no room for error. It doesn't matter how big the diamond is. You don't expect anything less than perfection. What matters is quality, beauty, and value. After all these decades, your engagement ring is still our greatest pride. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cross pancetta, asparagus, cherry tomatoes, and a light red sauce over linguine.
You get the special of the week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Yes, exactly. What else do you get when you get when you got that special with a salad for $9?
You got a deal and a half.
No, man. You got Midtown Pizza Kitchen at its finest.
And what's a lot of fun is to take the cherry tomatoes and throw them up against the wall. Take them out of the dish and throw them up. I love doing that.
Jack, stop it.
Throw them at Donovan.
No, don't do that. Go there and eat it. I love cherry tomatoes. I actually take your cherry tomatoes and eat them, too. I love, love, love cherry tomatoes. I like any kind of tomato, but cherry tomatoes seem to taste fresh and, like, tomato-y all year round.
And hully.
Well, Jack, some people like the flavor and texture of cherry. I myself am included.
It's like me and blueberries. I don't.
Yeah, that's crazy as blueberries.
I like blueberry.
Your flavor.
Yeah, but
just
I don't
not
like
blueberries.
It.
Let me tell you real quickly about what's going on over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It is, in fact, Wine Down Wednesday. What does that mean? That means you get half-price wine from open to close. By the glass, by the bottle, it doesn't matter. If it's wine, it's half-price. So that house rosé they offer every day for $8? $4. $4. Now, let me tell you, that is dynamite to add to any dish, any day of the week. Love rosé.
Three of those? Best nap you ever had.
You'll have a good... If you eat a pizza and three glasses of that half-price rosé, you will be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get
Maybe
to your car.
Maybe before home.
You might not get to your car. You might be asleep in the back room.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen's fantastic. It's wonderful. The atmosphere is great. It's jovial. It's fun. It's like Cheers. You walk in, it just feels like home. So there's two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location in beautiful, beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, my favorite restaurant and generous sponsors of this program every day. Urbanite.
Hey, this is for, hi, Jack. This is for our Baron Esquire.
The Grand Mufti.
Okay, no, I prefer, Grand Mufti's for world issues. Baron's more for legal issues.
Oh, okay.
All right. The term legal standing, when somebody files a lawsuit, all these wonderful states I hear with Democrat governors who filed against Trump, how do they maintain legal standing if the money's not even coming out of their budgets or whatever?
Or if they're not a border state.
Yeah, and especially if they're not a border state, exactly.
It's a great question.
What is the standing? I think...
What is the legal... Yeah, what is the definition of legal standing, actually?
It's not as simple as you would think. I mean, it's the legal standing is basically you've suffered an actual harm or will suffer an actual harm. And it gives you a right to bring a lawsuit seeking some sort of remediation of that harm. But, I mean, that's these states that are not on the border are probably saying that's our tax money on behalf of our taxpayers. So they're bringing tax. I've not read the pleadings. I've not read what they're doing. But it's probably something along those lines that we have residents in our state who are going to be impacted by this one way or the other. But no, I mean, do they have standing? I don't think so. I don't think anybody has standing to bring a lawsuit to end a national emergency. Hold on, stop. I don't think anybody has personal, individual standing to bring a lawsuit to try to end or alter a national emergency declared by the president. There is a statutory remedy if the national emergency isn't true. It is Congress. Congress can set aside the national emergency. It doesn't say anything about the court system handling it. This is between two of the three branches of government. They've got it handled. Now, you could say the law establishing national emergencies is unconstitutional, and it should have never been passed, either as applied or on its face. And you could challenge it from a constitutional perspective, and the judicial system can weigh in. But some Article III judge is going to set aside a national emergency? I go back to the original thing. The president operates with different information than you do, than the state of California does, than the ACLU does. The president has a presidential daily briefing that's made up of the finest intelligence that they can possibly muster. And he reads this and declares there's an emergency on the border. Now, if Congress starts to buck him, he can share with them, I guess, some of that privileged information that he has, that only he has. And he can try to convince them, don't set aside the national emergency. But some Article III judge, because the ACLU doesn't like his border wall, what if the information he has is that the Russians are gathering on the border and getting ready to make a ground assault into the United States? What if he knows that and we don't? And some Article III judge goes, no, Mr. President, you can't build a wall. You can't build a wall. I mean, you see what I'm saying? The whole point of the National Emergency Act is that the president knows more than you do.
Correct.
The president knows more than you do. And if he declares a national emergency, there's a check to it, as with everything. There's a check. The Congress can say, no, that doesn't look like a national emergency to me. And then it puts the ball back in his court to convince them that, no, in fact, there's a national emergency on the border.
Hey, I got a question. Are gay pools legal?
Or what?
Is a Deadpool legal?
Deadpool?
Yeah, you don't know what a Deadpool is?
No.
That's the prediction that somebody's going to die. Like, say, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh.
If we did, like, a blog with a Deadpool, how far do you think I could go with that?
I don't know, but she's back at work.
Yeah.
Once again, if we did a blog with a Deadpool.
I would take the over.
The psychological harm, dude. I ain't going for the love yet.
I would take the over.
You would take the over?
Yeah, this woman, listen. When these people make a deal with the devil, look at Bill Clinton.
I know.
Look at Bill Clinton. Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Look at Jimmy Carter. Look at George H.W. Bush. I mean, that guy was weak into Bernie's for a couple of years. When you make a deal with the devil, it's like you don't die. I mean, you've reached the age and the body capacity where most people's bodies would have called it quit, but that devil keeps the whole heart ticking, keeps the lungs breathing. I'm telling you, these guys are evil through and through, Ruth Bader Ginsburg included. But she was right on this Tim's case today, so yeah, she's not all bad.
She wrote the opinion.
Yeah. She's not all bad.
All right, take care.
Yeah.
Urbanite.
That's an important case. People don't understand how important that case is. To say that the state government just can't, state and local government can't just come confiscate your goods without any respect to the value of the goods.
Yeah.
You get picked up for a bag of pot and they can't take your Land Rover.
How many police departments around the country are using confiscated vehicles as,
Yeah. Well, and again, they're not saying you can't do it. It just has to bear some relationship to the crime.
Right.
If you're a kingpin and they confiscate your truck, that's fine. You know, because you probably could have purchased the truck with that, or the fines that you could have faced would be above and beyond the amount of your truck. But if you're some low-level guy and they just want your Land Rover just because they want to say they got your Land Rover, you can, no. The Supreme Court says, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. I've not seen the breakdown in the opinion yet. I just saw the summary you sent me and the summary Amy
had. It was 9-0.
Was it 9-0?
Yep.
Dynamite. I love it. Smack them down, the local people. This is an interesting story here. This just got put up at 11:17 a.m. Central Time, 12:17 Trump Time.
Mm-hmm.
A call from Jesse Smollett's lawyers postponed two former suspects' grand jury testimony. Two men once considered potential suspects in the alleged attack on Empire actor Jesse Smollett. And yes, I know I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. We're moments away from testifying to a Cook County grand jury before a last-minute phone call from Smollett's defense team convinced prosecutors to postpone the testimony. CBS2's Charlie DeMar has learned the brothers were waiting outside the grand jury chambers of the Layton Criminal Courthouse on Tuesday, just minutes from testifying when the Cook County State Attorney's Office got a call from Smollett's lawyers claiming they may have new evidence. Prosecutors decided to postpone the brothers' testimony, which would have been the first step towards indicting Smollett for filing a false police report. Ola and Abel Asundiro were arrested last week, but later released without charges. So, let me just tell you from a defense lawyer's perspective. At a certain point, sometimes you got to tell your client, "We can't win this thing. We can't win this thing. It's time to try and start figuring out how do we get out of this with minimal damage." Sometimes victory is a plea bargain that doesn't have your client do any prison time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes 6 months of probation is a victory. Sometimes 10 years of probation is a victory. Sometimes 5 years in prison is a victory. Smollett needs to figure out what victory looks like, and he and his lawyers need to get together. He had a very, very talented lawyer who quit his team a couple of days ago. My guess is because the lawyer was telling him, it's time to quit. Stop digging. And Smollett insisted on continuing, so the lawyer quit. He doesn't need that.
Right.
He doesn't need that. Terrible. Terrible. I'm telling you, this guy is ruining his life one day at a time. And his lawyers are facilitating it because he's paying them, and it's a shame. They should be giving him better advice. Jack, it's noon. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I'll see you Friday, and we'll have a great show with info on the imprisoned stalker.
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
11.
11 o'clock Friday. Big, big interview coming up. I'll be here tomorrow, and I hope you guys will as well. 21 hours from now, 9 a.m., when News and Views gets back underway. You can go.